We make our way up to the narrow, dusty road that leads to the top of the mountain, where the caves of sighs wait. I have to stop along the way to rest. Felicity steadies me against her shoulder.
Are you all right?
Yes, still weak, I'm afraid. I look up, shading my eyes with my hand. It seems so far to the top. Gemma! Felicity! Anne shouts. Over there! She points down to the river. The Gorgon barge is making speed toward us. Pippa's climbed up into the crow's nest. The wind whips her black hair behind her like a silken cape. Pippa! Felicity calls, waving. What are you doing? I say, pulling her arm down. Too late. Pippa's spotted us. She waves back as the Gorgon glides to the riverbank.
If we are going to bind the magic, Pip should be here, Felicity says. And perhaps there is a way...
She trails off. Strength, song, hope, and beauty. Be careful of beauty. Beauty must pass. You know I cannot promise that, Fee. I cannot say what will happen. She nods, tears welling in her eyes.
Ahoy!
Pippa yells, making Felicity smile bitterly.
The least you can do is to let us say a proper goodbye then. Not like last time, she says softly.
I watch Pippa tripping merrily through the brush to the sandy passage up. She seems so alive.
She's coming, Anne says, looking to me for a response.
We'll wait for her, I say at last. It doesn't take long for Pip to reach us.
Where are you going?
She asks. Her daisy crown is gone. There are only a few dried flowers in her tangled hair.
We found the temple, Felicity says.
Pippa is astonished.
This place? You can't be serious.
Gemma says it's an illusion, that we don't see it as it truly is, Anne explains.
This is the place where the magic is born, Pippa asks.
And where it can be contained, I say. A cloud passes across Pippa's face. I get to my feet. We've waited too long. We must go on. The incense pots fume in reds and blues as we enter the long hall of faded frescoes. The wind blows dried rose petals into a spiral that rises and falls. For a moment, I am besieged with doubt. How could this wreck of a place possibly be the source of all magic in the realms? Perhaps my vision was wrong, and I am looking in the wrong place once again. Asha steps forward like a mirage. She places her hands together and bows. I return the gesture. She smiles.
What do you offer us? She asks.
I offer myself, I say. I offer hope. Asha smiles. It is a most beautiful smile.
I am your servant.
And I am yours, I answer.
Are you ready to bind the magic?
I think so, I say, suddenly afraid. But how?
When you are ready, you must step through the waterfall to where the Well of Eternity waits.
What happens then?
I cannot say. There you will face your fear and perhaps come through the other side.
Perhaps come through, I say. It isn't certain?
Nothing is ever certain, Lady Hope, she says.
Perhaps. It is such a thin shield of a word. And if I do come through?
You must choose the words for the binding. Your words direct the course it will take. Choose them well.
I should like to begin, I say. Asha leads me to the strange waterfall that seems to fall and rise at the same time.
When you are ready, step through without fear.
I close my eyes, take one breath and another. I can feel the temple coming alive around me, the roses pushing through the cracks in the walls, the air fragrant with their smell, the frescoes blooming with colour. The soft sighs become distinct voices, many languages, but I can hear them all. The thrumming of my heart joins this chorus. I am ready. I step through the sheet of water to embrace my destiny. The Well of Eternity is a perfect circle of water, so smooth there is nary a ripple. Its surface shows me everything at once. It shows me the realms, the world, the past, present, and perchance the future, though I cannot be certain. Does my destiny lie in those waters, or is it only possibility? I stare into them, thinking of the form I wish the binding to take,
the words I shall need. I'm distracted by a sound. There is movement in the shadows of the cave. There you will face your fear and perhaps come through the other side. Something is coming. Miss Moore steps into the light, the captive Nell beside her.
Hello, Gemma. I've been waiting for you.